With SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. Former President Donald Trump stumping in Montana on what he sees as the major stakes in the 2024 campaign.
This election is about saving our economy, ending inflation, securing our borders, restoring respect for our nation. We're no longer respected. Preventing World War III, especially for all these young people, these young, beautiful people. We don't want to get them into World War III.
Also at srnnews.com, the Biden administration is denouncing the comments of an Israeli official who opposes a hostage and ceasefire deal with Hamas. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that story.
Israeli Finance Minister Smotrich does not support the deal being pushed by the United States and mediators from Egypt and Qatar. He said it amounts to surrender. At the White House, National Security spokesman John Kirby didn't hide his disgust with the Israeli official.
It's outrageous. It's absurd.
Kirby said the view held by Smotrich
would in fact sacrifice the lives of Israeli hostages, his own countrymen, and American hostages as well.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has agreed to attend the talks next week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Defense Department disagreement over how to bring justice to the accused mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, throwing the cases in disarray. That disagreement has also surfaced the tension between the desire for the victims' families to seek a final legal reckoning and significant obstacles that might make that very impossible. Turkey has reinstated access to Instagram after more than a week of blocking it. The country barred access to Instagram on August 2nd without giving any reason why. This is SRN News. The ACLU is suing a Christian school.
Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, fired a male employee when he announced that he would begin living as a woman, and the American Civil Liberties Union has filed suit. The man had only worked for Liberty a couple of months before making his announcement, causing some to wonder if his employment was just a calculated effort to get the university in court. Religious institutions are generally exempt from anti-discrimination law in hiring. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Kamala Harris' selection for a running mate will be pleasing the liberal wing of the Democratic Party. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has made his state a bastion of liberal policy. He won the governor's office in 2018, and Democratic control of the legislature has allowed Walz and lawmakers there to repeal pro-life laws, promote the LGBT agenda as well. This is SRN News. Some good news for Republicans in a new poll of voters in Montana. Here's Bob Agnew with that story.
A new Emerson College polling, the Hill Survey, is favorable toward both Republicans and former President Trump. It shows Trump-backed GOP senatorial candidate Tim Sheehy leading incumbent Democrat John Tester by 2 points. Tester's seat is one of a handful Republicans hope to flip from blue to red in November. Voters in the state also favor Donald Trump over Kamala Harris by 15 points, 55-40%. Bob Agner reporting.
You no doubt have seen photos. You may have seen this in person. A large geological feature in Utah, known as the Double Arch, they also called it the Hole in the Roof, it has collapsed in the Glen Canyon National Recreation Area. Officials say, fortunately, there were no injuries. More details at srnnews.com.